Okay, I did not know this. According to the FDA, not cleaning your dog's food and water bowl daily can lead to bacteria contamination and foodborne illness. Here's a question I have for you. How often do you clean your dog's food and water bowl? See what I did there? I asked a question that was maybe a little bit difficult for you to answer. It got you to think a little bit differently. You might have said, I don't think I wash my dog's bowl every day. Why am I talking about this? One way to get your prospect's attention is to ask a question that's a little difficult to answer. Here's an example. I'm not sure if this is the case over at Acme, but many of the clients we work with have discovered that they're overpaying anywhere from 15 to 17% on SaaS tools. When you are buying new SaaS tools or renewing subscriptions, how do you compare what you're paying to what others are paying? And then shut the front door and listen without having an agenda. What you typically hear when you ask a question that's a little difficult to answer is a long pause followed by, I'm not sure that's a good question. And then from there, you can simply illuminate your solution. That might sound like this. Oh, you've probably looked into tech that allows you to benchmark what you're paying compared to what others are paying. And then they might say, well, what is that? And now you've created an opening. Here's the takeaway. Buyers have the answers. Sellers have the questions.